Okay, hi everybody. This is Perf the Caster. Welcome to my channel. And today's guest on Perf Talk is Chino of the Itchy Worms. Hi Chino, kumusta?
Hi. Hi, kumusta? Okay lang sir, mabuti.
Salamat sa time tsaka sa for joining and for what you're about to share with us.
Wala problem, I'm happy to be here.
Okay, let's start at the very beginning. How did you get started playing guitar?
Well, I got started playing guitar kasi it was my dad who had a guitar lying around and he kind of dabbled in playing guitar.
Okay.
Hindi siya nag pro musician but he had, alam mo yung combo nung 60s, may combo siya na ganun, tumutugtog sila ng, they used to play Beatles, yung mga Ventures daw, yun yung mga paborito niya eh.
Yeah, na
songs. So, he always had the guitar lying around and then wala naman ako interest in it until I was like 13 or 14 years old, mga grade 6 or 7 ako nun. So I started picking it up. Siyempre hindi ako magaling nung una, pero yun, eventually, ang naging Bible ko for learning chords was yung Red na Beatles na song hits.
Ah, okay. Nice.
Yung Red Book natin na jingle. I'm sure all of us had one of those at some point, di ba?
Yeah.
So, dati yung approach ko pag, sige, kaya ko yung mga major chords lahat, tapos pag meron ng mga major 7, basta hindi ko maintindihan, siniskip ko na yun or tinutugtog ko lang as major para lang masubukan.
Para lang meron.
And then eventually, nagkaroon kami ng kapitbahay na tumutugtog sa church.
Okay.
Tapos pinakita niya sa akin yung key kung paano gawin yung minor 7, major 7. Sabi, ganito lang yung pattern niya. No? Tapos yun na, after nun, parang kaya pa nagtugtugin yung mga Beatles.
nice.
Kasi if you think about it, di ba yung chords ng Beatles for a beginner, medyo mahirap siya except for maybe a few songs.
They're actually very complex. For the very first album, which is, you know, basically a bunch of covers, yun yung mga mm-hmm. basic chords eh. Twist and Shout and all that. Mm-hmm. Pero yung mga sumunod doon, yung sila na nagsulat, kakaiba na yun.
Parang nag-diverge na sila from the yung 12-bar blues nila eh.
Yeah. Tsaka
yung more rock and roll.
Siguro start din ng involvement ni George Martin sa kanila. Kasi si George Martin is basically a classical producer. He writes, you know, music for classical ensembles all that. Pero sa mga hindi nakakaalam, you're left-handed. You're lefty guitarist.
Yes.
So yung dad mo lefty rin?
Hindi, kananete siya.
So paano yan? Binaliktad mo yung gitara or you tried it right-handed first?
I tried starting with yung normal na strum right-handed, pero when I grabbed the guitar, parang it felt weird to play like this.
Okay.
So parang tinry ko, pag ganito kaya, parang feels more natural.
Yeah.
Kaya lang, it was strung backwards. At first, I tried learning that way, nung naka-strung backwards.
Oh,
kaya lang,
okay.
Nung sinisipra ko na yung mga leads sa Beatles, parang, parang mas madali, mas tama yata pag i-restring ko ng ano. So sabi ko pa, restring ko na to, ha? Sorry. So wala na, yun na. Yun na yung start. So entry level na yupang ko na nylon classical. That was the first guitar I really played on.
Okay.
And then, nung medyo nagkapera si AirPods, binila niya na ako nung ano, yung Marina na black na left-handed na gawa sa Taiwan na yung naka-display lang sa SM sa Yupanko.
So the Marina, that was an electric guitar, no?
Yeah, it's a Strat copy na itim.
Okay. And then how quickly shortly thereafter yung nagbanda ka?
When I was 14, parang a year after may banda na ako eh.
Nice.
So tas yun, parang in the course of one summer, parang nasubukan ko na try ko na mag-leads ng konti. So yun na, start na yun eh. So kabanda ko yung mga kaklase ko pa nun, mga kabatch ko ng grade 7. And then all through high school, magkakasama kami. And then it was in college when I met the guys from the Itchy Worms.
I see. Ano yung tinutugtog nyo nun for your high school band?
Covers lang. Mainly kami sa mga U2, mga Guns N' Roses.
Oh, nice.
Yung mga pinapakinggan namin noon. Tapos mga, basta mishmash eh. Parang kung ano lang yung matripan namin matugtog. yun.
Okay.
So ang dami rin pondo na sinipra ko dati na songs na mostly pop and ano, mga early 90s alternative. Mga River Maya, tumutukoy River Maya.
Was that natural for you, yung figuring things out by ear?
Yes, I guess it was the only way before kasi wala naman akong formal music training. Yeah. So all the training, like the chord theory I knew was secondhand from someone else who knew guitar. Like yung nga yung church guitar player na kapitbahay. Mm-hmm. And then, dati kasi wala talagang ano, parang open resource to speak about.
Wala.
Except maybe yung mga tabs na binibili namin na photocopy kay, ano, kay Fade to Black.
Oh, Fade to Black.
So yun yung mga, pag gusto mo matuto ng song and gusto mo talagang matutunan. Kasi I think there were photocopies from yung mga US na guitar magazines.
Yes,
Yung mga kompleto na tabs talaga eh.
Yeah, so, Guitar World or Guitar for the Practicing Musician.
Yeah. So that was, yun yung pinaka-resource ko dati for learning note for note ng mga songs. Pero hindi pa ako ganun kagaling nung time na yun. So parang just to find out how, paano ba yung opening riff na ganito or yung main riff para lang masakto ko.
Yeah, yeah.
Yun. So, and then eventually, actually my mom lived in the States for a while nung 90s. She lived in Westwood.
Okay.
She worked as a caregiver for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And then nung nandyan siya, yun, pinapadala niya ako nung mga una kong guitar magazine.
Nice. And then college, Itchy Worms na.
Yes, actually nung college, Itchy Worms wasn't my first band. Nung college, I was in another band with Jason Caballa of Cheats.
Okay.
And Pedicab. Kami naman nagko-cover kami ng mga Jane's Addiction sa Rage Against the Machine.
Nice.
So yun yung mga, medyo yun yung mga pondo dati.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, Itchy Worms, yung Itchy Worms na kilala ko kasi magkaka-org kami with them sa Ateneo Musicians Pool. And then, I found out na, uy, mahilig sila sa Beatles. So I told them, uy, marunong din ako ng mga ibang Beatles tunes. Sabi ko, tara, jam ka minsan sa isang gig. And then, nag-jam ako sa isang gig and then sabi ko, sige, sali ka na.
Since college ba yung Itchy Worms, you guys are pretty much intact, right? Yung walang
yes.
Palit ng members?
Same lineup kami mula nung 1997.
Okay, so that's going to be an interesting thing. Kasi, how do you sustain that? How did you guys sustain
well,
that?
Yung naging joke, yung kasi yung parang standing theory namin is yung mga banda nagwawatak-watak lang dahil sa dalawang bagay.
Okay.
Pera, tsaka babae. So nung una, wala naman kami pera, so scratch problem number one.
Uh-huh.
Yung babae naman, we found out na magkakaiba kami ng type na babae.
Okay.
So walang danger na magkasulutan.
Okay.
And then I guess we became friends first early on.
Mm.
And then parang nalaman na, uy, mahilig pala kami kumain. So, yun, kaya kami kung saan-saan. Try kami ng mga iba-ibang restaurant. Sabay-sabay kami kumakain. And then, we would watch movies together.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi like, I'm sure you know, pag when you're a gigging musician, 90% of the time is spent just waiting.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
So pag nag-aantay ka tas bad trip yung kasama mo, parang ayoko na sa banda nito, di ba?
Yeah,
but we're I guess as of a group kaming apat, we're lucky na we somehow made it work na for 20 years okay lang na tambay lang kami 90% of the time. Alam mo yun, kasi I guess the personalities are distinct enough and we work on the relationship din eh. Parang nag-adjust kami kapag ano, pagkita namin, uy, medyo bad trip na si ganyan. Alam mo yan? So, I guess you have to adjust kasi, yun nga, parang, siguro si Paul McCartney, yung banda niya ngayon, parang, yun pa rin yung banda niya ngayon dahil, okay sila
yeah,
kasama off stage.
Magkakasundo sila.
Di ba? Kasi the touring band he's had now, parang ang tagal na yun, mas matagal pa yun kaysa Wings, di ba?
Yeah.
Mas matagal pa kaysa Beatles.
Kaysa Beatles. Totoo yun.
Diba?
Musa mga kaibigan, sana enjoy kayo dito sa interview with Chino Singson of Itchy Worms. Konting break lang tayo at meron akong mga announcements. Unang-una, ang aking favorite cord ay isa ng t-shirt. Ang G69 Cord Grid t-shirt ay available na sa lahat ng aking mga merch stores. So sa Pilipinas, shirtly.ph/perfectcastro, at dito sa US at internationally, teespring.com/stores/perfectcastro. Ngayon, pag nakuha nyo na yung t-shirt nyo, huwag kalimutan padala na ako ng picture either sa aking Instagram or sa aking Facebook para ma-feature ko kayo sa aking future videos tulad ng ginawa ko sa ating mga kaibigan na nandito ngayon. At syempre, shoutouts time din para sa ating mga masisipag na timestampers. Okay, shoutout kay Alvin Balilia, Kyle DeAndre, kay Samuel James Serrato, ang YouTube niya ay Worship Guitar Lessons, kay Monson Di Magiba, ang YouTube niya ay Freaking Guitar, at ang Instagram niya ay @msdmgb. And lastly, kay Ian Manuel, ang YouTube niya ay Pareko. Marami pa akong videos na nangangailangan ng timestamps. So kung gusto nyo ma-shoutout sa future episodes, lagyan nyo lang ng timestamps yung mga yon. Pag nakita ko at tama yung timestamps, ipipin ko yung comments at ilalagay ko sa description din. Gusto ko pa dagdagan yung mga shoutouts eh, pero ayoko yung pamimigay ko lang basta-basta. So kung meron kayong mga suggestions kung paano i-earn yung shoutouts for my future videos, pakilagay lang sa comments sa baba at mamimili ako. At pag nakapili na ako ng suggestion, ipopost ko yun sa community section dito sa YouTube channel ko. Okay, balik na tayo sa interview.
Regarding naman sa yung evolution ng sound nyo, kasi like in the beginning, parang masijugs yung kumakanta, di ba? Now it's evolved na where yung, I don't know how to say this. It's yung when you first started, it's your typical Pinoy barkada na nagtutugtugan. Alam mo 'yun na it's that sound, you know. It's that sound. And then now recently with your more recent songs, nag-evolve na to like, you know, very interesting chord progressions. Yung musical influences parang nanggagaling na sa ibang lugar, not just kung ano yung nandiyan sa Pinas. So how did that creep into the sound, the H.E. Worm sound?
Well, yung main songwriters kasi namin are si Jogues and si Jazz.
Okay.
And then si Jazz siya yung genius sa banda.
Okay.
Ang dami niyang influences talaga na nabiblend niya dun sa songwriting niya. And then, I guess early on, kahit nung simula pa lang, the general rule was, if you wrote the song, ikaw kakanta.
Ah.
Except for maybe like Beer. Yung okay. Beer si Jazz ang nagsulat nun, but he explicitly said na, sabi niya, oh Jogues, ikaw kumanta nito.
Yeah.
Parang at the time kasi we were trying to break into the mainstream. So sabi niya, parang ito yung song na ano, dapat ikaw kumanta Jogues kasi ikaw yung frontman.
Right.
Nung time na yun. So parang minumold namin into that. So parang normally kasi kahit na si Jogues, either si Jogues or si Jazz ang magsulat ng song and they sing lead, parang they always double, parang ginagawa ng Beatles dati.
Yeah.
They always double the main vocal or at least the chorus, they double it. So they're both in all our, I guess, our major popular songs.
Okay. Pare-pareho ba kayo ng influence? I mean, do you all listen to the same music or?
We all have the Beatles in common.
Okay.
Pero like si Jazz naman, he's recently been getting into avant-garde, yung mga soundscapes.
Oh, nah.
And then si Kelvin naman, mahilig siya sa R&B and hip-hop and he's a big Elvis fan. Ako naman, mahilig ako sa guitar rock. Like yung mga Joe Satriani tsaka Steve Vai.
Yeah.
Tapos si Jogues naman, mahilig siya sa maraming ano, mga 60s na like, he's very into yung Paul McCartney na solo era.
Yeah.
So while we have the different influences individually, I guess what's in common is like yung Beatles-ish and 60s-ish na pop sensibilities.
Mm. So
nandun palagi yung mahilig kami sa hooks. We like hooks and siguro short ideas. Well, not naman in the sense na short ideas, pero siguro concise and very hooky.
Yeah, yeah. Catchy siya. Catchy at saka mahirap kalimutan. Kumbaga, right. first rinig mo pa lang eh, huli ka na kaagad.
Right, right.
Ever since the beginning, two guitar band kayo, no?
Yes. It's been myself and Jokes on guitar.
Yeah, okay. Kasi I was watching a Tower Sessions earlier. Love Team ba yan?
Right.
Oo. Yan. Kasi interesting yung interplay niyo ng guitar. Kasi it's, now that I think about it, when you mentioned na si Jokes tsaka si Jazz nagsasabay ng vocals to reinforce the stuff, it seems like you and Jokes do the same thing with guitars din. Kasi like for that song, it starts out with that chord riff, tapos sabay kayo, and then for the first verse biglang siya naman nag-arpeggio, ikaw tuloy-tuloy ka sa strum, and then for the second verse siya naman yung nag-strum, tapos ikaw yung nag-arpeggio. And is that all by design, or parang you've been playing so long na, you know, it's something unspoken na alam yan, if you hear something that he does, oh okay, dito ako, or you know.
Right, I think it's more the latter siguro, kasi yung nalala ko yung Love Team, ni-record, hindi namin tinugtog yan live before we recorded it. So, yung arpeggio parts na ginagaya ko doon was, parang I think keyboard part, nilatag yun nung sa second verse.
Oh.
Anyway, it's parang I think some of it din, playing it live, is being together for so long na, o parang ito ginagawa ni Jung sa part na yan, parang hanapan ko ng ibang space to complement the arrangement, para kasi parang alam naman din namin hanapin yung sarili naming space within the, kumbaga, the soundscape.
Right,
so
right.
Si Jazz sa low end kasi siya yung nasa drum, si Kelvin sa bass.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos si Jokes na sa medyo mid range kasi rhythm siya and some leads.
Mm-hmm.
So syempre alam ko na yung space na kailangan ko i-cover.
Okay. Oh, yun lang kasi pinapanood ko na, and it's very interesting. And this is something that I discussed with Kicks then, where yung two guitar band dynamic is a lot different now than what is traditionally thought of. You know, kasi dati like, oh, ikaw lead, ako rhythm lang ako. Nowadays it's more of pasahan na eh. Like you have two capable guitar players who can switch parts. You know, as opposed to a specific role for each one lang. And then, mula nung simula, ganun na kayo? Like, do you sit down and talk parts?
Yeah. Nung simula, actually, traditional na lead rhythm role kami, basically. Pero, pag kunyari may naisip ni Jokes, si Jokes na lead sa song niya, nilalagay niya yun. And then, there's some songs na sinulat si Jazz na calls for a twin lead intro and guitar solo. So, yun, sabay kami ni Jokes dun. Ako sa top harmony, siya sa may baba.
Uh-huh.
Yun. So, case-to-case basis eh. So, si Jokes naman, he's very capable as a guitarist.
Yeah.
So, kailangan lang man time siguro sometimes to practice and work out the parts.
Nice.
So, we're more or less, parang alam na namin kung paano gumalo yung isa't isa. So, pag nagka-power chords na si Jokes, so syempre, pupunta na ako sa may bandang taas.
Yeah.
Para hindi pare-pareho yung tunog.
During the songwriting process, kasi you mentioned there's like specific songwriters for each song, no? Do they bring the song complete na, or do you sit around and hash out the parts or hash out the song?
A little bit of both. Pero normally si Jazz, he has the song kompleto na, pati arreglo.
Oh, wow.
So, there are songs na, alam niya kung ano yung guitar part for this, alam niya kung ano yung guitar solo for this, how the bass should sound, ano yung kumpas ng drums. So pagdating sa studio, there are cases na ituturo na lang niya sa amin yung parts, this is how I want you to play this. Pero there are some songs din naman na parang may seed lang of an idea, that's i-jam natin to, tapos hindi natin kung nalalabas.
Okay.
So, tapos lalo na ngayong quarantine, what they did was, syempre magkahiwalay sila. So parang, oh, I have a part of this song, dagdagan mo or tapusin mo.
So since the beginning, defined na yung mga roles niyo within the band.
Well, yeah, I guess so.
Or just grew into it.
Parang si Jazz and Jokes were really the songwriters from the start. Mm-hmm. Ako, I'm not much of a songwriter, but I contribute to arrangements and creating parts. So parang yeah, I guess the yung roles parang ganun na ever since talaga eh.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, kasi I think that's also important in maintaining the band dynamic tsaka yung relationship, kasi kung right. kung vague yung roles ng bawat isa, you know, doon nagkakaroon ng overstepping of boundaries na uy, dapat akin yan or dapat akin yan or dapat ikaw to or siguro. You know, which is a source of conflict then.
Right, paghaluan mo pa ng ego na oh, ako nagsulat ng song na yun, sumikat yan. baka may ganyan pa.
You know, that's yeah, which is what your typical band drama is about. You know. Right. So, yun.
Pero galing. I guess we've learned to share na kahit na si Jazz or si Jogs ang nagsulat nung like kunyari si Jazz ang dami na nasulat na hit na songs.
Mm-hmm.
Pero wala naman siyang ego na ano na parang hindi naman niya pinapamukha sa amin na, oy, ako nagsulat yan, ha. Wala namang ganun.
You're left-handed. You're lefty guitarist. So, paano yan? Binaligtad mo yung gitara or you tried it right-handed first?
I tried starting with yung normal na strum right-handed, pero when I grabbed the guitar, parang it felt weird to play okay. like this. So parang tinry ko, pag ganito kaya, uy, parang feels more natural. Kaya lang, strung backwards. So, at first, I tried learning mm-hmm. that way, nung naka-strung backwards.
Oh, okay.
Kaya lang, nung sinisipra ko na yung mga leads sa Beatles, parang, uy, teka, parang ano, parang mas madali, mas tama yata pag i-restring ko ng ano. So, sabi ko pa, restring ko na to, sorry. So, wala na, yun na. Yun na yung start. So, ano lang siya eh, entry level na Yupanko na nylon okay. classical. That was the first guitar I really okay. played on.
May mga gitarista ako na meet sa probinsya dati who are left-handed and they never bothered to change
right.
the strings. And it's amazing right, right. kasi yung tugtog probinsya dati, sila yung technically sila yung karaoke machine pag may singing contest, 'di ba? And,
right.
and then yun ang hindi ko ma figure out dati how they can figure out the whole song after you just hum the first line to them. Biglang sasabayan ka na nila. And then siguro yung unang pass ng verse simple lang. And then pagdating ng second verse, may mga sumusungkit-sungkit na nakakaiba. So
siguro yun yung mga totoong may widow na yeah. sinasabi nila, 'di ba? Yung pag isang rinig mo lang, oh, alam ko na to. May mga tao talaga oh, na ganun eh.
Diyan lang ako naka-encounter ng ganun, sa Pilipinas lang, actually. Ang amazing pa doon is, dala-dala ko yung gitara ko, tapos barkada yung uncle ko eh. So, pinapakita ko yung gitara ko, ganun. Sige, pasubok. Tapos binaliktad. Tapos nagli-lead. Merong, like, very, it's very rough. Yung halatang self-taught. Pero nandun yung chords mm-hmm. tapos yung pinky niya saan na may camera? Yeah. Yung pinky niya gumagalaw tapos yun yung nagli-lead habang nagko-chord siya wow. dito. Wow! Ibang klase.
Wow, oh. Galing ah. And then nung medyo nagkapera si AirPods, binilan niya na ako nung ano yung Marina na black na left-handed na gawa sa Taiwan na yung naka-display lang sa SM sa Yupango.
Yeah, Marina na brand, no?
I think familiar yung mga buhay ng panahon natin, alam nila yun. Pero that was the only left-handed guitar na nakita ko noon sa ano sa Yupang pa noon. So sabi ko, I'm gonna have that guitar one of these days. So, niregalo sa akin ng dad ko yun nung graduation nice. Ko.
So, the Marina, that was an electric guitar, no?
Yeah, it's a Strat copy na itim.
Okay.
Actually, my mom lived in the States for a while nung 90s. She lived okay. in Westwood. And then, that's actually where she bought me this one. Itong Mexico na Strat to, binili sa Guitar Center. So this is a 1999 vintage na.
Nice.
Na vintage na itong vinyl ko kasi 20 years old na. White talaga yung pith guard nito but I changed it recently. Oh,
nakakuha na tortoiseshell.
Yeah, kasi I bought Cowboys black na Strat naman. So yung itong torque na to nandun sa black na yun tapos pinagpalit yung pith guard nila.
para maging Blackie yung isa. Yeah. I remember playing or doing a talk for the Ateneo Musicians Club dati. Sometime the 90s, kasama ko si Francis, si Kiko. Ano ka na ba nun?
I think I was there at that talk.
Ah, ano ka mismo? Si Rames din yata yung nag-drums, and then I remember we just jammed towards the end, but yeah, it's yeah. All the details are fuzzy.
ang pinaka-nalala ko din kasi si Francis was talking, and sabi, by that point, paborito ko rin yung Gadon, so yung mga licks chords na sinisifra ko din. Mm. So yung tanong ko sa kanya dati was, how do you approach a ballad? Tapos ang sagot niya, very carefully.
So kilala mo sila Joey Odulio?
Yes, batchmate ko si Joey Odulio.
Okay, that explains it. Si Joey Odulio is my brother's guitar player. Nung San Agustin sila.
Si Joey yan, tropa din namin. Close din kami ng Itchy Worm sa kanya. And then si Joey actually nag-jam kami with my high school band. We tried to come back together nung college, and then sumali siya for a bit. Pero short-lived lang yung get together na yun.
Very very familiar siya sa bahay namin. kasi nung time na they used to rehearse sa bahay, tapos gamit ko yung ginagamit nila. And then at one point he introduced me to the Zoom 505.
Wow.
yung compact yung dual pedal na
Zoom. I remember.
They were rehearsing, and I lumabas ako ng kwarto, and then parang okay yung tunog ni Joey ngayon. Then I went out and ano yan, bago. So the next day I went out and bought one.
Cool. Si Joey Tone Meister din, and like ngayon nakikita ko yung mga pedals niya sa Instagram, ang ganda ng pedal selections niya.
That's something na medyo uso ngayon, like with pedal boards and all that, and routing. Right. I mean, back in when I was gigging, kung hindi ako tatama rin, I'll have maybe two pedals. Tapos nakabalandra lang yun sa stage. Di ba? Ngayon kailangan meron kang setup na pedal board and all that.
Right. Ako din at some point, gigging with the Itchy Worms nung simula, nung nagme-Mayrix pa kami, all I had was like an overdrive pedal. That's it. Yun na siya. Tapos siguro may tuner kami off stage, so just so yeah. We could tune. Kasi wala pa kami pera nun. Pero nitong 2018-2019 I went crazy with pedals and pedal boards. Like nag-set up ako ng maliit na board, yung pinakita ko nung last time. Then nag-set up din ako ng main na malaking board.
Alin yung mas ginagamit mo?
Well, the big main board, yun talaga yung that sees action all the time. Kasi yun yung main na andun yung mga favorite ko na effects talaga. And then the smaller board, I use here at home. And then dati pag pumupunta sa ibang bansa para makatipid sa excess baggage.
See, ikaw, disiplinado ka eh. Kasi nagagamit mo pareho eh. When I got back into electric guitar playing. Kasi for a while, I put electric guitar playing on hold. And I focused 10 years as a classical guitarist. When I started going back into electric playing, nag-overboard naman ako noon. Kasi nung time na nag-electric ako yung effects. Distortion lang kailangan mo. Huwag mo na kailangan iba dyan. I went the completely the other direction, and it started with a small pedal board, tapos biglang nanganak, and then I managed to buy a used Pedal Train Pro. the big one. yung gigante. Ang naging ganda. Challenge naman doon is yung pagiging pedal OCD mo, parang may space, kailangan punuin ko yan.
I'm the same. Ngayon naman, I have too many pedals na hindi ko alam saan lalagay.
So I managed to fill in that monster board with 15 pedals, and then I figured out the power problem, kasi 15 pedals, paano may pa-power lahat yan na hindi maingay. And then next, ang next problem is yung tap dancing solution. So nagawa ng paraan niya.
Yes.
You know, uso na yung mga switchers and all that. And then biglang while gigging, na-realize ko rin na ang bigat naman ito, gagawa ako ng small board. Alam mo yun? So kasi tapos na eh, wala kang nais ko na yung setup, solved na lahat ng problema, wala na akong kailangan gawin, pero kinakati ka pa rin dapat may gawin akong iba eh.
There's always that temptation to keep tweaking and tweaking hanggang parang oh, kasi it's pag naghahanap ka ng tone at saka ng, kasi I'm sure you know this, guitarists are all about, kahit sa playing, all about efficiency. Whether in playing or in the gear we have. So pag dala mo yung pedal board, dapat plug and play na pagdating mo sa gig, exactly. Diba? So yun nga, like last year, early 2019, I went crazy talaga. Bumili ako ng power module, bumili ako ng ano, parang audio module para isang side lang lahat ng saksakan ng ng pedal ko. So isang out lang papunta sa amp. So lahat ng yung buong pedal chain naka-route dun. So tas yun din, finigure out ko rin yung power problem, kasi yung dating setup ko, pag nag-on ako ng isang pedal, may namamatay na isa. So parang,
ano nangyari? Nagkukulang ng current.
So nag-spreadsheet pa ako para tingnan, kano karakay ba yung current draw nitong pedal na to versus this one? And which can I put in a chain versus not?
Grabe. Alam mo yun, magiging electrical engineer ka rin. Electrical and electronics engineer.
Oo, parang yun na yung next step mo pag mahilig kang mag-gitara. And actually, I own one of a custom pedal na musicera siya, pero he builds pedals. So parang electrical engineer din siya.
Yeah, yeah.
Si Electric Name on Facebook.
Oh, okay. I've heard of him.
Yan. Ganda ng pedals niya.
Ano yung ginawa niya para sa'yo?
Yeah, dun sa main board ko, siguro I'll send you a picture para makita
sige,
mo.
Sige.
Dun sa main board ko, he built me like a clone of an OCD. Pero dalawa siya, dual siya. Sabi ko, so parang one side is like, paano ba? One side is like a tube screamer.
Mm-hmm.
The other side is more like boss overdrive. So one's a bit light overdrive, isa mas crunchy. And then pwedeng sabay para saturate.
Pwede mo rin palitan yung order or... One is
order is fixed.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. The order is fixed. And then the other one naman I have is by si Pedal Pimps ng
KJ ng
Overtone. I bought yung Sonic Acid niya.
Oh.
So those two pedals are my main drive pedals ngayon.
Ah, nice. Ngayon, sino yung mga nag-influence sa'yo regarding tone? Regarding guitar tone. Kasi yun din yung isang napansin ko sa mga, like especially from Beer onwards, yung mga solos mo, it's not, aside from the parts sitting perfectly in the song, yung tunog din ng gitara eh, it's not just you know, step on a distortion pedal tas mag-a-adlib ako. I mean, right. It contributes to the whole.
Well, naging malaking influence sa akin sa tone si Slash ng Guns N' Roses. I listened to a lot of Guns N' Roses nung nagsisimula ako. So, I guess I was always going for yung humbucker through a Marshall sound.
Okay.
Yun yung best na combo.
Yeah.
And then, to some extent, tinatry ko replicate yun sa onstage tone ko, pati sa guitar solos.
Mm-hmm.
But then, may side din na paborito ko i-replicate yung woman tone ni Clapton.
Clapton.
Paborito ko rin si Clapton kasi parang that's the best tone in the world eh. Siya naman strat siguro. And I think he had the Les Paul for some time, pero strat through like an old tweed siguro.
Pero yung woman tone niya Gibson yan eh. It's a Gibson of some sort. Either the pag Blues Breakers, it's the Les Paul. Cream naman, it's the 335
SG.
Tsaka yung SG.
Okay. Yeah.
Yung woman tone, neck pick up tapos nakapatay yung tone knob.
Yeah. So nung first album kasi namin, I used this, yung Mexico ko na Strat to record most of the parts. And then, nung second and third album, yung second album, I had like, an SG na Japanese knockoff. That's what I used naman for that album. So I guess the sound comes across na humbucker siya.
Yeah,
and then
yeah.
For our third album naman, I have an Orville Japanese naman na Les Paul. Yun naman ang ginamit ko dun. Sparingly ko lang ginamit yung Strat for that album. So, I guess the sound comes across na parang kasi yung kumbaga rock sound na hinarap ko yung big na sound siguro.
Since limited yung options for lefty guitars, how did you come across the ones that you have? Like yung Strat mo, your mom bought it.
Yeah.
Pero yung iba, like that Orville.
Yung Orville sa Phil Music, hinahanap yung Jugs pa sa akin.
Ah, talaga?
Oo. And then like I have another Nocaster naman na Japan din. Uh-huh. Nahanap din namin sa Phil Music yan. And then, ano ba yung isa ko? I have like a Strat naman na Highway 1, na Road 1.
Yeah, Highway 1, yeah.
And then Phil Music din yun. Tapos sobrang mura ko lang din ako kuha.
Is that all from the same seller?
No. Hindi naman. Hindi naman. Pero they're mostly from collectors who collect like, uy, parang this left-handed guitar, cool. Tapos kasi yung like yung tele na yung Nocaster.
Yeah.
Collector yung may-ari nun. He used to play, pero he played it right-handed. He strung it right-handed.
Oh!
So binenta niya for less than 20,000 sa akin, parang 15,000 lang ko lang yata nakuha.
Wow.
And then yun, yung most recent ko, this which is my first na American Standard Strat, yung binili ko kay Cowboy. Yun naman, binenta lang niya sa akin for 20,000 pesos.
Wow!
So, yun na yung, nung nabili ko yun na yung naging main guitar ko. And then, okay. I recently became an endorser for RJ Guitars and then they built me a left-handed copy of their Skycaster.
Okay.
So, kasi di ba partner nila yung Pacos sa Japan?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And happy naman ako dun sa ano, sa kinilabasan nung guitar kasi the craftsmanship's really good. Tapos the tone is nice also.
Diyan ba yung factory ng Pacos ngayon?
Yung factory ng Pacos in Japan. Yung left-handed version, they had it specially made in Japan kasi I don't think they had the facility here sa yung factory ng RJ na sa Pampanga yata.
Ah, nice. Tapos, how much input did you have in the design of that?
Well, they asked me, what kind of model do you like? Kasi ito yung mga model namin. They said, I want a Strat-type guitar. Mm-hmm. Sabi na, what color do you want? What type of knobs do you want? What color pick guard? Tapos, what kind of wood? They asked me what kind of wood. So sabi ko, mango. Kasi someone gave me a mango ukulele before. And ang ganda na ito. Ang ganda mag-resonate ng mango na wood.
Okay.
So nung tinanong nila RJ na mango, sabi ko siya, let's go for mango. Uh-huh. Tapos yung neck naman is maple.
Okay.
And then...
pati fretboard maple?
Yeah, the fretboard is maple but the body is mango.
Okay, okay.
Body is mango. And then sabi ko, kaya ba na yung binding nung ano... nung bass ni Bowie. I'm sure nakita mo na yung bass ni Bowie, yung blue.
Mm-hmm.
May binding. Sabi ko, kaya ba yung binding nun sa Strat? Sabi ko, kaya. Kasi ang ganda nung... I've always wanted like an aerodyne Strat.
Yeah.
Ang hirap hanapin nun.
Yeah.
Lalo na pag left-handed. Walang
ganun.
Sabi ko, kaya ba yung binding? Sabi ko, sige, game. So nung sabi nila game, sige, yan na. Ginawa na nila. Ganda.
Nice.
Ganda na kinalabasan. Ito pala nung 2019, we were in Singapore for the Music Matters na festival.
Yeah.
Tapos, super crazy story. Napunta kami ni nila Jogs na kanidya sa, ano, sa Swilly, sa isang mall.
Yeah, yeah.
Sabi ko, papasok ko lang ako dyan. Sige, kailangan ko ng string. Naghanap ako ng 10-gauge na strings.
Uh-huh.
Tapos, tumitingin ako sa strings. Sabi ko, Ernie Ball, Elixir yung favorite ko eh. Tapos, tinawag ko ni Jogs. Sabi na, magkano yung ano, sabi niya magkano yung ganitong XX na Singapore dollars. Sabi ko, bakit? Tingnan mo to, may gold top na Les Paul na kaliwete, tingnan mo.
What?
So it turns out it was a display model from 2017 Les Paul tribute gold top.
Okay.
So sabi ko, patingin nga, patingin nga. Sabi ko, shit, hindi ako bibili. Hindi ako bibili ng gitara. But, sabi ko, sige, subukan ko nga just to try it kasi baka magsisi ako if I don't. So, pinlag ko doon sa isang parang, sa isang Marshall. And, sobrang ganda ng tone.
Oh, no.
And then sabi ko, putsa, bahala. I used my credit card. Tapos, yun na, binili ko na. Kasi may mga guitars na, di ba, pag hawak mo, tapos unang ganun mo palang, eto na yun.
Yeah.
So, and I've never had a Gibson before. So, that's my first Gibson.
Nice. Now, okay, so this is interesting because I ask everybody this question. I mean, what makes you want a guitar? What makes you want it? Because at a certain point, when you reach a certain playing level, you can pretty much make any guitar work. Alam mo yan, you can pretty much play anything. Pero I think the question that people should be asking is, Why choose that guitar, or you know, why this guitar over that guitar? What is it about the guitars that you own that made you want them? Like yung sinabi mo, oh, unang kalapit mo pa lang, ah, ito na kagad yun. Ano yun?
Well, sa case ko kasi, like ever since mahilig ako sa strats, so I have like 3 strats now. So parang sabi ko, at some point, pag dumating yung left-handed na gitara, kahit ano pa yan, bibilin ko. Like I bought the Orville, I bought the Nocaster.
Yeah.
So parang naging, now, gusto ko ba ng better sounding na Les Paul type? So this is why I got the gold top. And then yung Strat naman, wala pa akong American Standard na Strat, so I bought an American Standard Strat. It sounds, right. So iba yung between Strats, iba din yung kulay ng tunog eh.
Yeah.
So ngayon it's like I want a guitar because I don't have that kind of guitar.
Okay.
So when I bought like my hollow body ako na Stag naman. Bili ako kasi wala pa akong hollow body na guitar.
Right.
Or if I were to buy a guitar now, ano ba yun? I guess if it's a Strat, I'll buy it.
Okay. Yeah, kasi I was about to say with the left hand option so limited, parang may underlying pressure na pag may nakita kang lefty na desirable, you should get it kasi it's few and far between.
Yeah, sa Singapore kasi namasyal din kami doon sa mga underground na guitar shops.
Yeah.
Madami din yung mga left-handed doon, pero parang ayoko naman, hindi ko naman, parang hindi bagay sa akin yung Ibanez type na kaliwete. Or hindi bagay sa akin yung ano, yung mga Dean type na madaming tusok-tusok. So, even if it's left-handed, parang paminsan na pass muna ako dyan kasi parang the other side of the question is parang, will I be able to use it practically? Para magigig ko ba siya? Magamit ko man lang ba sa studio?
Right.
Yun.
At this point, do you consider collecting already? Or kailangan tools muna sila first and foremost?
Well, I have almost a dozen guitars. So parang I guess I'm at the collecting level na.
Okay.
Kasi parang I don't buy guitars now because I need them. Like if I want a really roadworthy guitar, andyan na yung American Standard ko. If I like a really good Les Paul sound, I have a gold top na. So siguro kung may darating na guitar, it's not like bibili ko siya because I need it. Parang bibili ko na because I want it.
Yeah, needs got nothing to do with it.
Wala, hindi na pag collector ka, parang uy, I gotta have one of those.
Yeah.
Sa pedal, ganun din sa pedal.
Okay, now compared to guitars, how are you with pedals? Kasi now there's no restriction. I mean, you know, you don't need a left-handed pedal.
sa, sa, yun nga, sa pedals, I went crazy noong 2018 and 2019. Order ako ng order sa Amazon, sa Sweetwater. Tapos, well, yun din eh. Parang, basta if I think I can use it on stage, sa gigs, bibilin ko. Like dati, wala naman akong chorus dati. So parang sabi ko, parang okay bumili ng chorus. So I bought a chorus. Pero hindi naman ako like yung hindi ako nangarap ng mga wild sounding pedals. Parang I guess medyo traditional pa rin ako when it comes to tone. Mm-hmm. But kung kunyari bibili ako ng overdrive pedal, I look for a really nice overdrive pedal if it comes along. Like si Direk Juno, ba to? He sold me yung King of Tone niya na analog man.
Yeah. Pinakita mo dun sa isang live stream.
Oh, yun. That's probably the most expensive pedal I own. It costs more than my most expensive guitar.
Well, may kwanti kasi yan eh. May tag dito.
May mythology din siya eh. Oh.
May exclusivity din eh. Yung rarity and then whatever.
Yeah, rare din siya. So, parang siguro na ako sa level na ano ng pedal collection na parang sino ba yung ano ba yung wala pa ako na wala rin yung ibang tao.
Yeah.
Kasi nung simula puro Boss pedals lang din ako.
Yeah.
Yung meron pa ako ng BCB6 na maleta. And I had that kasi I mean yung ibang tao parang ayaw nila sa Boss kasi parang hindi yung true bypass or whatever, but even the si Robert Smith uses all Boss pedals.
Yeah.
Si Eric Johnson uses a Boss pedal. Slash uses a Boss pedal. Diba?
Clapton
uses a Boss. Yeah, diba? So hanggang ngayon, I have at least one Boss pedal in all of my pedal boards. Diba?
Yeah.
Kasi it gets a good sound kahit ano pa sabihin mo.
Yeah, tsaka in industry standard yun eh. I mean,
yeah,
it's
correct,
you can't go wrong. You can't go wrong with the Boss pedal. Tama. Especially tama. Yung mga old reliables na Boss na known reliables pala. Ano yun, meron kang isang cabinet na puno ng pedal or
meron akong hindi naman pero most of my pedals are on my boards.
I see.
Ngayon, may mga pedals lang na are off my boards kasi they either don't fit my sound or parang gusto ko pa pag-aralan.
Okay.
Parang coming soon to the pedal board pa lang.
If you were just to use three pedals, ano yun?
Three pedals. There has to be a drive pedal.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a phaser or a chorus and a reverb.
That's it. Interesting. Walang delay?
Oo nga, no? Shucks.
Okay.
Oo nga, napaisip ang... Oo nga, no? Parang dapat nga may delay, ah. Hindi pwedeng three.
at least five pala dapat. But, pero meron naman mga pedals na may kasama ng delay. Reverb and delay.
Actually with a delay, you can simulate a reverb with a delay pedal.
And most amps have built-in reverb too.
Yeah, tama.
Yeah. Sa recording, how much time do you spend finding your tone?
In some studios, like those early parts ng recording, swerte kami ng magaling engineers namin eh. So sabihin nila dial in your sound that you like dun sa amp. And then they'll mic it up and then yun na, okay na. Kasi like sa first album si Angie Rosul was the engineer. Second and third album si Shinji ng Sound Creation. And then yun, I'm fortunate na they work relatively fast to get the tones I like. Tapos nung third album namin, si Hazel Pasco yung nag-engineer. Mm. She was co-engineering with Shinji. May technique siya na ano, dalawang mic dun sa guitar amp. So, laki nung sound na nakukuha. Kasi, dati parang, there's a school of thought na isang mono lang ba yung amp mo at isang mic lang tayo. So, si Hazel naman ginawa niya. dalawang mic, so parang may sound na malapit, may isa na medyo malayo para makuha niya yung kumbaga yung roundness nung guitar.
Yeah. May depth.
Yes. Yung tinagawa. I-mix na lang niya during the take para maki-end sa post-prod para makuha yung tone. Pero lately, mas madali na kasi because of all the plugins like sa Pro Tools.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I just plug in my pedal board into an interface. So okay na.
Okay. During the song's creation, kumbaga, do you marry guitar tones to your parts already before going to the studio? Or minsan let's say you play this part sa rehearsals, you play it with a certain sound, then pagdating sa studio parang mas maganda yata nang palitan ko ng ganito, or you know, how often does that happen?
Hindi masyado, like hindi naman drastic yung changes, like kung naghahanap ng clean part yung song, sa rehearsal pa lang I play a clean part na, and then okay. Kung kunyari pagdating sa studio, this needs some reverb or needs some compression, yeah. Yun, siguro yun yung changes na gagawin, or maybe change what pickup I'm using. Yun lang.
I see.
Okay. So parang naka-bake in na yung basic sound.
Yeah.
Hindi siya gano'ng ka-drastic na clean dito tas distortion sa studio. Hindi, wala namang ganun.
Okay. Hindi ka you don't have the Eric Johnson ears na kailangan Duracell yung battery, hindi Energizer.
hindi naman but parang narinig ko yung difference between like older and newer strings, or maybe kapag kulang sa, if the amp doesn't have the character I like, yeah. gamit ako ng ibang amp.
Yeah.
Sometimes okay. Ganun, change an amp, change a guitar.
Oo. Hindi kasi may iba naman, parang alam mo yan, sobrang meticuloso to a fault na hindi na sila nakakatugtog eh. I mean,
right.
Mag-obsess ka sa quality ng pagka-filter ng second delay repeat.
hindi na ako ganun.
Alam mo yun? It's off by 0.5 milliseconds.
That's too much. I think that's too much.
Nabanggit mo na kanina yung si Slash tsaka si Clapton. I mean, to round out your top 5, sino yung natitirang?
Would have to be Eric Johnson, Joe Satriani. Hindi ko sila kaya gayahin, ha? Paborito ko lang sila. And sino pa ba? There's John Mayer.
Okay.
Controversial choice siguro.
Hindi. Mga tone meisters.
Yeah. Kasi si John Mayer, kahit ano sabi mo sa life niya off the stage, outside the studio, galing niyang gitarista eh.
Napakagaling.
Sobrang galing niya.
Tsaka he cares about yung tone niya, yung tunog niya. It's not just he's not a pop singer who happens to play guitar. I think he's primarily a guitar player.
Correct.
Yan. So yun yung best foot forward niya, kasi actually I have a lot of respect for him, kahit yung sa unang yung unang album niya na nag-hit, Your Body is a Wonderland and all that. I mean, that record has incredible guitar playing.
Correct.
Diba?
Tama.
And then at the height of his popularity, bigla siya nag blues trio. Diba? Parang
okay, parang saan galing yun? Ako nga parang wow, kaya mo pala yan.
Yung mga teeny boppers nasa harap, tapos hindi nila maintindihan, teka, John Mayer concert to eh, why are they playing old people music?
Old people music.
Alam mo yan? But I kind of like it.
Miso.
He's done a lot for the genre as far as exposure goes. Kasi before him, sino ba yung new blood na ganun kalaki yung exposure sa binigay na exposure sa blues? Parang ang huli yata is Stevie Ray Vaughan eh.
Yeah, but he didn't go mainstream so much.
So it put him on the radar for guitar players, di ba? But yung mainstream talaga na siguro mainstream when he played guitar for David Bowie, but that's pretty much it. Mm-hmm. Then Clapton, kasi yung yung babyface era niya, yung nag-pop siya. Mm-hmm. 'Di ba?
Maybe.
Then after that, wala, John Mayer na yung sumunod din.
Oh, wala masyadong big parang guitar players talaga, as in guitar players that went kumbaga high profile, wala masyado.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I mean, and even now there really isn't anybody else. Gary Clark Jr. to a certain degree, but it's not as big as John Mayer.
Oh. Siguro yung next na medyo high profile siguro si Slash, kasi he went with Michael Jackson, yung mga ganyan. Siya yung parang go-to guitarist ng mga pop star.
Yeah, pero hindi siya strictly blues. Mas rock siya eh.
Oo, tama.
Mas rock siya. Tsaka si Slash naging iconic yung itsura niya eh. Like to the point na even if you haven't heard him play, you know who Slash is because of the top hat and the pullet, di ba?
Oh, tama.
umabante yung reputation, reputation tsaka image niya.
Oo.
So nowadays, what are you busy with?
Ngayon, well, I'm busy with the Ed Sheerans are recording an album.
Okay.
So we're gonna put out a few songs next week.
Nice.
But yung recording, yung creation process is ongoing. Like then okay. We're writing new songs and we're recording tracks at home.
Now, is that going to be a full length record?
We plan for 8 songs. So okay. Parang it's in between like an EP and a full length album. Yeah. Parang bitin na album.
Yung old kuan pa yan, cassette album.
Cassette album,
di ba?
Parang 10 songs, 5 on each side.
5 or 4 each side.
Tama.
CD lang naman yung CD only, saka lang naman naging 15 yung mga kanta.
Oo nga, yun nga.
Di ba?
So yeah, that's what I'm busy with. And I have an IT consulting job, so I do that also. Ngayong quarantine, I'm fortunate enough to be able to work from home.
Nice. So, I'm guessing right around the time this interview comes out, labas na yung record niyo.
Most likely. I guess at least the first 2 songs might have been released already on the platforms.
Ngayon, since with the distancing thing, are you guys doing the remote recording process, like batuhan ng files and all that?
Yes, exactly. Ganun ang ginagawa namin. So, Jazz and Jukes will come up with a demo or a sequenced arrangement na may mm-hmm. click track, and then we play along to that.
Oh, okay. Good. Yun. It's very interesting yung situation natin ngayon.
Mm-hmm.
Because suddenly, like, musicians discovered that they can actually do this.
Oh, kasi, my.
Diba? Kasi bago nito, parang, masyadong komplikado para sa akin yan. I can't figure that out.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Pero ngayon, yeah. Wala. Collab dito, collab doon, online jam.
I guess some people have been doing it naman na before, pero not to this extent na, mm-hmm. na from start to finish, remote lahat. Parang,
yeah.
Siguro pwedeng magbatuhan kayo ng files before, pero for demo purposes lang, not for actual release.
Yeah.
Pero I guess we're stuck with that situation. Kung ano yung tools mo on hand, yun na yung tunog na lalabas. Record of the times na to.
Yeah, kasi like I've been doing the remote collaboration thing like way before yung may collaboration video ako nilabas dati. Let's see, ako, si Manuel Ligarda ng mm-hmm. Wolfgang, si Kix, si mm-hmm. Mali on bass.
Yeah, si Mali lives nearby dito sa amin.
Oh, yun. Tsaka si Chuck Isidro.
Mm, si Chuck.
And then, ganun lang, I mean, exactly kung paano ginagawa nowadays, ganun ko lang ginawa. Like, you know, shoot me a video, make sure that if you can't record separate audio, make sure that only your guitar is on the video, tapos ako na bahala maglatag. And I edited it making it look like we were all logging onto one site. You know, so yung mga tao na parang paano niyo ginawa yan, live ba yan? No.
Oh, exactly, ganun din yung process namin ngayon.
Tsaka mas maganda ngayon kasi naka technology has caught up na, dahil you know malaki na yung online storage and all that, we can actually right. send WAV files and all that. Dati kasi wala eh.
Oo, wala kang choice. Well, kasi I think it was more before na ano, pag musician ka, parang mostly you don't want to have to deal with the technicalities of getting a sound, recording a sound. Kasi gusto mo pupunta ka lang doon tapos tutugtog ka na. So ngayon, if you're a musician at home trying to record a song, parang you have to deal with paano ko ba set up tong app ko sa interface. Kasi like, for me, there was a learning curve din kasi dati yung app ko nagagamit ko lang sa Windows, and then dahil nag-crash yung Windows ko, I had to install a new OS. So natutong paano mag-work pa to sa Linux. So tinry ko, and fortunately nag-work naman. And then pero tas yung the learning curve came when ano bang do yung medyo libre tas kahit pa paano maayos din.
So, right.
So I came across Ardour, ARDOUR.
Yeah.
I think it runs on Windows also and Mac. But okay. it runs on Linux, so okay din siya. And it's marami ring features, like was saying kay Direct Juno before. Daming features, kaya lang hindi ko pa na-explore lahat. Ang dami talaga. As in, full suite na pang recording hanggang mixing and mastering eh. So,
right.
Siguro eventually I'll learn it.
So, sa ngayon, let's see, you're plugged into your amp, no? And then that has a USB out going into your computer. And right. Then tina-track, basically you're just tracking it, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yan.
Super simple lang. Buti nga may onboard effects yung ano eh, yung amp eh. So pag tinatambad ako, ilagay yung pedal board ko. Doon ako magti-tweak sa ano, sa amp ko.
Nice. Speaking as somebody who went through that learning curve, how difficult is it for one who is going to start from scratch?
From scratch meaning walang alam talaga sa ano, computer recording, ganun.
Oh, yung parang gitarista ako, tumutugtog ako, I want to online collab, but you know, I don't know how. How steep is that curve? Kasi like I said earlier, ngayon napilitan lahat aralin to eh.
Oo nga eh.
Dahil ito yung kailangan mong gawin. Basically what I'm getting at is how should they be scared of the learning curve?
Should you be scared? No, kasi ang dami ng software ngayon. Like and then there's ang dami ng tools even on your phone. If you have an iPhone or an iDevice, there's GarageBand.
Yeah.
So yung that type of device makes it super easy for you to make music.
Yeah.
Tapos I guess even for the other platforms like sa Windows and Linux. Akala ko din mahirapan ako sa Linux kasi hindi siya masyadong supported. Pero
right.
Yun, I'm up and running now. Parang it took me like a day to work out the optimal setup for my recording my guitar. Kasi right, nakalatag na ako ng ano ng guitar parts. Kasi siguro I guess ang dami na ring tutorials sa YouTube, daming how to, daming online documentation. So yeah. If you're at home and you have the time now, parang, di ba, you're not going anywhere. So I guess just take the time to read through, maybe watch a YouTube tutorial. But dali lang, you don't be scared of the learning curve. That's the answer. Kasi now more than ever, now's the time to learn.
Yes, diba? Yes. Definitely. I mean, you can only Netflix for so long.
Tama. Tama yan, tama. Nung start ng quarantine, nagbibinge ako ng Netflix. Ha? Tapos sabi ko parang, nandiyos naman ako sa Netflix.
Diba? Wala na bang
gitara
iba?
Gitara naman.
Yeah, exactly. Now, aside from guitar, what else are you passionate about? What else do you, you know, what else do you dabble in?
Well, I can play the ukulele a bit. Tapos pinahiram ako ng entry-level synth ni Jazz. So I'm gonna learn that soon. But primarily, well, my job is in IT, so a lot of my workflow is on my computer. So yun, I record on my computer, I manage my files on my computer for online collab. Tas sa HC Rooms kasi ako yung man behind the screen nila eh. So parang ako yung tech support kumbaga. So okay. ako yung nagko-collect ng lahat ng ako yung nag-archive ng lahat ng materials namin.
Nice.
So that's also OC ako sa pag-manage ng media tsaka ng files eh.
Okay. Okay. And then do you work does Itchy Worms work with a team? Like a crew na to keep the machine going?
Well, basically the machine is us. Kaming apat, okay. And then our manager is Julie, who was with Eraserheads before. Siya yung manager namin. So actually yung team namin consists of our road crew, but we don't use them very much now kasi walang gigs.
Yeah, yeah.
And then aside from us four, the core group yung five namin. We have a social media manager and we have our road manager who handles yung mga inquiries and yung managing the schedule. Tapos that's about it. And then ngayon, now that we're gonna sign with Sony, Sony's handling some of the content creation for promoting the album. So
nice.
So yun yung machine. Like we make the kaming apat sa core group along with our manager, we make all the calls from financing hanggang sa logistics. We decide everything.
Do you bring your own amp sa gig?
No. It's okay. Impractical eh, kasi normally may backline naman sa mga show. I tried to do that once. Bumili ako ng 50 watts na tube pero nasira yung tube, so sabi ko scratch that.
Yeah.
Iniwan ko na lang sa studio. Kasi I really don't need to bring my own amp kasi we just specified in the tech writer, want a Fender Twin. And normally they have a Fender Twin, so walang problema.
So that's your go-to amp, Twin?
Yeah, that's my go-to amp, Fender Twin. Or kung walang Fender Twin, a Vox is okay. Tapos kung solid state man, siguro yung mga TV Bandit series, okay siya.
Okay, which ones? Yung itim, yung mas modern na.
Yeah, yung may parang tube na.
Yeah, trans tube.
Yung trans tube something. Yeah. Okay yung sound dun.
Kasi naalala ko pa nun eh. yung PV Bandit parang allergic mga gitarista nung time eh. But this was the sharp logo PV Bandit na kulay blue. Yung tunog kahon.
Kasi nakita ko yung newer ones nung nag-rehearse pa kami sa Blue Light sa Kamuning. Meron yun yung amp nila sa studio. And I think for a solid state amp, parang decent naman yung tone niya. Tsaka it's loud.
Yeah. Tsaka decent na rin yung distortion niya nun eh. The ones before that, it's like, ha.
So yun, I guess yun yung go-to amp ko pag gigs. Fender Twin talaga.
Okay, good.
Kasi maraming parts ko kasi are clean. I don't normally play distorted. So, mahina ako tumipa.
Mm-hmm.
So, I need the amp to have a lot of headroom.
I see.
So, parang I let the amp do the work instead of me doing the work.
Yeah. No, that's smart. Kasi, tsaka lalo na yung twin. I mean, kung hindi ka marinig tapos naka-twin ka, there's something else wrong. Kasi
tsaka it sounds great even with yung pedals just in front, okay lang siya eh.
Yeah,
it can take pedals very very nicely.
Yeah, yung ultimate na pedal platform.
Tama.
You got. Okay, sige, show me your pet lick.
Most of my guitar solos have this one. So suppose sa blues box yung dito. Yung ganyan. Ganun siya. Thank you. ito siya. From the Pentatonic box, ito. Then anchor your pinky here. And then ito, bend mo dito.
Okay.
So basically, ito yung bend na that goes the to chord with this one.
Pero I bend it. Parang oblique bend, no?
Yeah, parang ganun siya. Yan, mismo.
Paano mo pinipick? Sabay yung dalawang strings?
Okay. Sabay lang. Parang para lang mag-ring out yung chord. Basically yun, yung bend na yun.
May kasamang first string?
Pwede, pwedeng kasama.
Okay. So parang...
Parang ganun.
Yeah.
Parang yung slash trick din yun eh. Si slash din may gawin sa intro, yung start ng ano, solo ng Don't Cry.
Yeah.
Diba?
Yeah.
Yun. So parang slash SM siya na na-pick up ko very early on. Tsaka yung ano.
Nice. Ito, paano mo ini-end to?
Yan yung ending.
Ah, yun na yan.
Or variations lang on that.
Nice
yun.
Yung D na muli, kasi complex yung chord progression nun eh.
Yeah, kasi ito written on a piano.
Oh, paano mo siya sinusundan?
Basically melody na siya talaga nung ano, nung bridge. So the chords go like on siya. So yung solo goes like, gitarista ka, it's not a typical guitar melody. Hindi siya based on any it's based on a scale, but the changes will dictate na hindi ka pwedeng magstay sa isang box eh.
Yeah.
So talagang gawa na talaga siya ni Jazz for the song. So yun, sabi niya, tugtugin mo tong melody na to. Tapos ngayon, as a guitarist, yung challenge ko is to play it in a guitaristic way. Kasi sa piano, wala ka naman bend sa piano eh. So, yun yung... And then, yung economy of movement, kasi ang daming nililipatan na chords. So, na parang every two bars, iba yung chord. So, hindi ka talaga pwede magstay in one box. So, kung sabihin mo na B major siya, I think you can solo... The verses, yeah, you can maybe solo on a B blues. But sa bridge, hindi talaga pwede.
Oo, kasi... yung may voice leading siya eh.
Yeah, kasi basically I'm outlining the chords of that part.
And actually that's a good point, kasi I've been telling people na it's more important for you to know the chords that you're playing over.
Correct. Rather
than a lot of scales.
Correct.
yun yung magsasabi sa iyo kung ano yung kailangan mo tutuhin eh.
And lalo na ngayon I've been trying to learn jazz. And a big part of jazz, the technique sa jazz is to knowing the chord tones.
Yeah, so, playing the changes.
Playing the changes. So you have to know the chords and then emphasize the chord tones when you're soloing. So talagang ibang mindset siya from playing just the pentatonic box. Karamihan ng solos ko are pentatonic na relative major or minor. And then dinagdag ako na lang ng notes for the diatonic para mabuo yung major or minor scale.
Right.
So yun.
Kasi mapapansin mo, like, when jazz players solo, even if they don't play with a backing track, you hear the chords, you hear the chord progression, di ba? Yun yung kaibahan sa you know, when you're just blowing over
sa rock kasi karamihan sa rock ganun lang, di ba?
Yeah, well, static lang yung chord eh.
Oh, sa jazz kasi palitan yung chord, so kailangan sundan mo yun.
Yeah, and that's also a requirement if you want to play a melodic solo. Kasi when you play melodic, meaning you need to play a melody. So the melody follows whatever the chord goes.
Right, correct. As,
you know, and unfortunately there isn't a shortcut.
walang
there's no scale na arali mo yung scale na to magiging melodic ka. No.
Wala,
that's not the way it works.
Wala nga ganun.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
In a pop context, I guess you'll be fine with a major or minor scale.
Mm.
But for some songs na maraming changes, kailangan mo talagang ano, you have to sit down and work out a guitar solo to fit those changes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Some people approach it better than others. Now they can come up with a melodic solo on the spot, di ba? But if you ask him kung nagandaan siya sa ginawa niya, sabihin niya, no, I can always do better kasi I'm just playing off the top of my head. So when you stop and work on it, dun lalabas yung tunay na capabilities mo, di ba? Kasi
tama.
There will be times where we say something amazing without meaning to, but we don't do that all the time.
Oh, kasi I guess pag jam ka lang along with ano, pag gumagana, it feels good eh, parang masarap siya tugtugin, pero para makahanap ng talagang pasok dun sa song or something memorable, kailangan pag-isipan mo talaga eh.
Yeah. And also it has to be repeatable.
Correct.
Yung kailangan mong ulitin. Then
correct.
Then ibig sabihin noon deliberate yung paggagawa mo.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
kasi kung jam ka lang in the next 5 minutes kalimutan mo na yan eh. Wala, hindi mo na maalala yan eh.
yun na nga eh. And then pag hindi naka-record, wala na.
Oh, wala
it's
na yun.
Gone.
Yeah.
Hi there. Let's take a quick break from this interview for a couple of announcements. If you're watching the YouTube premiere of this video, don't forget that you are able to send me super chats and super stickers via the chat box. This ensures that I see your suggestion or your question and that I will be able to read it so it stands out from all the rest. And this is also another chance for you guys to get a shout out in one of my videos. From the last premiere, I'd like to give a shout out to Lawrence Malabanan and Jeff Graham. Lawrence sent me a super chat while Jeff sent me a super sticker. And next up, I'd like to give a shout out to my time stampers, Enzo Zamora, Rev Mark Laveria, and my most prolific time stamper at the moment, Samuel James Serrato. Most of my long videos have timestamps by now, although there's still a bunch of live streams and fact and jams and all that are in need of timestamps. So if you want a shout out in my next video, go to those playlists and find ones that don't have timestamps with them yet and then put it in the comments. But for the most part, it is now a race to see who gets the timestamps first as soon as I upload a new video. So you guys, do your best to be quick. Now, part 4 is also the final part of the Chino Singson interview. So next week, we will be starting a new interview series featuring Mike Elgar of River Maya. That will be 4 parts, maybe 5. I'll know for sure once I start editing the videos. And next in the interview lineups are Joma Linao, Joko Riantaso, and RJ Ronquillo. Thank you so much to all of you who look forward and watch every single one of my videos. There is definitely more coming, so stay tuned. Okay, let's go back to Chino and this interview.
yung napansin ko rin yung mga guitar parts mo, everything is well written. Lahat ng ginagawa mo, tama yung pinaglalagyan niya within the song. How long does it take for you to spend time crafting it? How much time do you devote to it?
Iba-iba din eh. Well, like kunyari yung guitar solo ng Beer, for example. Mm-hmm. Yung song was kumbaga gawa na yung song isang kumbaga it came to jazz na dumating sa kanya ng ano ng hole na except maybe okay. The guitar solo.
Okay.
So sabi sa studio nung tinatrack namin, wala pang guitar solo. So sabi ni Raymond, si Raymond was producing the album sila ni Buddy eh.
Mm-hmm.
So sabi ni Raymond, o solo ka dito sa Beer. Sa situation na yun, you don't have a long time to craft a solo.
Okay.
So nagsimula yun sa konting improvisation. And then, pag nakahanap na ng... Kasi sometimes nandiyan si Raymond and si Jazz, nandiyan sila when I take a solo.
Yeah.
And then, I try to improvise a solo. And then, pag nakarinig sila, uy, yun, good, gawin mo ulit yun. Ha? Ayaw ko ba gawin to ulit? Then I'm just kidding.
just kidding. Alin dun?
alin dun? Sabi ko, hindi, sige, playback. Tapos papakinga ko, okay. Tapos mga... We iterate a few times hanggang may makuha na parang guitar solo melody na nagpo-flow kahit paano yung may kwento.
Right.
And then sabihin lang, yan okay na yan. Or sabihin ni Raymond, kaya pa, mas masarap pa.
Mm-hmm.
Yun. So the process in the studio is like that. And then there's some guitar solos naman na if I have the luxury of time, kunyari wala ako sa studio,
yeah,
uwi muna ako, I take some time to really listen to the song and I figure out what the song needs. Kasi paminsan there are songs that don't need the guitar solo.
Right, right. Diba?
So in the cases na kailangan ng guitar solo, I take a half a day hanggang mm-hmm. a day to really work out a proper guitar solo for a song.
Yeah.
And then pagdating sa studio, one or two takes na lang, yun na, tapos na.
Kasi na parang pin-reprod mo na siya.
Yes, exactly, oh. Exactly. And then, hindi na naman ako fan nung talagang, kasi I'm not technically proficient enough to do yung shredding, so bihira ko lang ginagawa yun if ever. So, I really go for like yung melodic na solos na kahit paano may hook din.
Mm.
Na may kumbaga mini song within the song. Yun ang approach ko sa guitar solos.
Ah, nice. Now, ito, this is going to be a difficult question kasi kahit ako nahirapan akong i-articulate eh. I mean, where does it come from? Like, you know, you hear the song, people ask you, let's say your Rames or Jazz ask you, mag-solo ka dito. Where do you pull it from? Saan galing yun?
Well, mahirap may question. It comes from first siguro I listen to the song and try to listen to just the music kahit hindi mo na yung lyrics and listen to what kind of mood it tries to bring across.
Mm-hmm.
So kung malungkot yung song, syempre hindi ka naman maglalagay ng kumbaga masaya na hindi ka gamit ng major scale sa malungkot na song, di ba?
Yeah.
So yun muna, and then I listen to what the song needs. Kung kailangan ba niya ng mabilis na tempo or mabagal ba? And then I guess I draw a lot from musicians tayo, so we draw a lot from our yung mga past natin na influences. So parang paminsan I say this is sounding like a Gary Moore type of solo.
Mm-hmm.
So parang ganun yung siguro ganun yung hanap. Parang kailangan mo ng peg sometimes para masimulan yung
yeah.
yung ano, kailangan mo ng prompt para masimulan yung gawin yung art.
Okay.
Kumbaga.
Yeah. Fire starter.
So, yeah, tama. Kailangan mo ng posporo para sindihan yung ano. Di ba? So sometimes the prompt will come from a producer like si Raymond will say, yan, ganyan yung tugtugin mo or si Jazz. Sabi niya, parang gusto ko ng ganitong type na guitar part para sa song na to. Or sometimes when I'm left to myself to produce a solo or a guitar part, papakinggan ko talaga over and over.
Okay.
Tapos hanap ako ng where can I put this? Where can I put something? Or yung the question is, does it need the guitar solo? Does it need like that kind of part? Yun. So para I guess it's all in the service of parang looking for what the song needs. Mm-hmm. You have to serve the song eh.
Yeah.
Kasi
yeah.
kung latag na lang ng latag na hindi mo iniisip kung ano nilatag mo, parang hindi siya, but it doesn't serve the song.
Yeah.
Parang
yeah.
Nagpakita ka lang kung ano yung kaya mong gawin eh.
Yeah. Oh, tsaka when you read interviews, sasabihin nung kung paano nila ni-record yung particular solo, and a lot of people take pride in, jinam ko lang yan, one take lang yan, or alam mo yan.
Right.
Sa akin, yung value nun is the yung pag-capture ng moment. Kasi minsan, hindi, alam mo yan, minsan na, merong moments na magical na pag na-capture mo yun,
correct.
Proud ka dahil nangyari yun.
Yes,
diba?
Yes.
But it's...
I've had some moments na ganyan, pero bihira lang yun na parang one take na ginam. Parang, yun na yun, okay na yun.
Yun, diba?
Good take.
Yun, diba? But,
bihira yun eh.
But the thing is, if you do that all the time, you play the same thing every single time.
Kasi there's that temptation to play the same thing.
Yeah, kasi pag ginajam mo, hindi ka na nag-iisip eh. Alam mo 'yan, minsan you end up playing the same thing over a different song. And actually
we're all guilty of that.
I'm really guilty kasi now for my channel I've been revisiting my solos, tapos ita-transcribe ko, then ibibigay ko sila ng backing track, no? And then it's I pretty much built my career on this lick. I pretty much built my career on this lick.
Okay, ganda.
alam mo yun? Awit ng Kabataan has this. Let's see.
Oo nga, no?
Kaleidoscope World has.
Because it's a good lick.
It's something I stole from Steve Lukather. Solo niya na Rosana.
I was gonna say, di ba you're talking about yung sinajam mo lang? There's stories about yung take zero na story ni Steve Lukather. Yung ano? I think hindi ko alam kung anong song yun. Basta sabi ng producer rehearse mo muna tong song na to, yeah. Pero nagro-roll na pala yung engineer. So doon sa ginaman niya, hindi pa niya narinig yung song, ginaman lang yung solo. Sabi naman doon, sir, yan na yun. Kumbaga ginaman lang, take zero.
Kasi sometimes naman, especially when you're recording, I play my best before the red light comes on. Kasi...
Same.
Parang biglang pag may nakikita ka nagbiblink ng ganun, bigla kang ma-self-conscious na,
may pressure na eh.
I have to be in performance mode. this is going to be recorded and pwede tong pakinggan ulit ng paulit-ulit. So pag nagkamali ka, paulit-ulit mo mapapakinggan niya.
Pag nag-record na may pressure na parang shit, kailangan gandahan ko to.
Yeah, exactly.
Versus yung pag hindi ka nag-iisip, dumarating yung mga maganda.
Kasi I think it's that freedom that you feel na I can play whatever I want, nobody cares if I mess up, you know. And then the interesting part is when you try not to make a mistake, that's when you make a lot of them.
Exactly. Tama.
Diba?
That's correct.
Although, ang hirap explain eh. Kasi everybody who's exposed to the recording process feels the same way. I'm pretty sure of it. Kasi wala yung... Alam mo yan, hindi naman tayo robot na pagpindot eh. Perform, okay. Perfect take every time. No.
Tama yun.
I think there should be a balance between abandon and creativity. Kasi pag hindi ka naman masyado nag-iisip, you just go by rote. Tapos, alam mo yan, kung ano yung lumalabas sa daliri mo, na hindi mo pinag-isipan, that's when you start repeating mm-hmm. yourself.
Yun. I guess in my case, parang hindi ko pwede masyado gawin yung abandon kasi in a pop context, hindi masyado nag-work yung ano eh, yung abandon eh. Siguro kung parang blues or jam band ka, uh-huh. okay lang.
Aha. Uh-huh.
But and siguro I'm not technically proficient enough to be jamming so long. Pero yun nga, parang ay kailangan ko di tama, kailangan ko i-balance yung yeah. kung ano yung magandang tunog versus ano yung kaya ko gawin. Parang ano yung techniques na kaya ko ipakita ko, magpapasiklab ako ng konti. Pero at the same time, kailangan ko rin i-service nga yung song. Yeah. Parang yeah. kailangan ko I have to come up with something memorable kahit pa paano.
Yeah. Well, kasi kailangan din natin ng excitement eh. Kasi if you play safe all the time, then it's just, you know, it gets taken for granted. Kailangan may konting risk.
Tama. Lalo na kasi, well, it's a guitar solo. Parang the guitar solo is what defines rock and roll, I guess.
Yeah.
So parang in that context, parang may parang tayo as guitar players, we're kind of obliged na parang mag-take tayo ng risk, parang bend a little bit more, bit farther than you're used to
yeah.
para makuha yung parang whoa, parang sa galing yung sound. Diba?
So let's end with, what would be your advice to somebody who is starting out? Let's say I come to you, Sir Chino, gusto ko matuto mag-gitara, I'm starting from zero. What should I start with? Ano dapat ko unahin?
Unahin mo, well, buy a decent guitar.
Okay.
One that your budget permits, as decent as your budget will permit. And then, buy a tuner. Kasi, yes, early days namin, nasita kami ni Kiko dahil nagsubmit kami sa Indaron ng demo na wala sa tono.
Oh no.
Sinita niya kami on the air, tapos sabi niya parang wala sa tono to. So sinabi tayo yung demo ulit, nakatono na yan. Very good. Biggest lesson yan. Buy a tuner. And then I guess third is be patient, kasi I think some aspiring musicians come into wanting to play an instrument expecting to be awesome right away. Kasi alam mo naman yung generation, yung YouTube generation, pag tingin mo sa Instagram yung 1 minute na guitar demo, perfect agad. Di nila alam, bago i-take yun, nakailang ensayo yun para makuha yung perfect na yun. So,
yeah, exactly.
I guess, pag nagsisimula ka, you have to be willing to put in your 10,000 hours
mm-hmm.
to perfect your craft. Kasi pag guitarista ka, a lot of it's muscle memory. So, kailangan paulit-ulit hanggang matandaan ng katawan mo kung paano gawin yung stuff na gusto mo gawin. So, yun. Buy a decent guitar, buy a tuner, and be patient. And practice.
Nice. nice. Okay, guys. Thank you very much to Chino for all the insight and all the awesome guitar talk.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, follow Itchy Worms. Sa mga hindi nakakaalam at sa mga hindi social media savvy, where can they find you?
We're on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at The Itchy Worms. May T-H-E. The Itchy Worms. Same din sa YouTube.
One word.
Yeah, one word. The Itchy Worms. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube. Ano kami.
And then, para sa mga tamad, I will put the links in the description box below. Para madali nyo mahanap.
Very good.
Okay, Chino, thank you so much.
Thank you, Perf.
And more power. And
thank you.
Let's try to do this again.
Thank you. Yes, definitely. Thank you, Perf.